Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dungeon Death Sentence.
Huggers.
Woo! My name is Coop, and with me today are my fellow executioners, Skylord Carter.
The full username call out.
Jesus, you're in trouble.
Mom's mad. The stone.
Hi.
I don't know, you gotta use the old one before he changed name, like a real parent would.
Rodar the Barbarian.
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
Do you even remember my full name?
He has a full name.
I had what was it, by the end of your campaign, I had six titles.
Oh, yeah. What? It was Rodar the Goblin Slayer, Wizard Killer, Spider Masher.
That's it.
The Strong, and then
the Stone at the end.
And the Learned, because...
That's right, because I learned some money.
Yeah, you learned how to count money. They were on a boat, and he's like, what is this one? And they're like, it was a copper. I'm like, what is this one? And they're like, that's a gold. He's like, so these are the same. And they're like, no. And then Rodar actually learned how to actually use money in that game.
Yeah.
Has been set, and he now knows not how to use money, but...
No. Sad face.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
I was like, you can actually buy things on your own, Rodar. How do you feel about that? And he was like, good. And then he went and dropped a whole bag of coins anyways in front of a merchant. And they're like, this is several grand.
You were feeling nice that day. Yeah, you didn't just go, yes, that's the right amount.
I was like, you were trying to buy lunch for 5 copper, sir.
Oh, dear.
That was some good times. Right.
That's so funny.
What are we up to today, Coop? What things have you got for us today?
Well, today's episode is going to be a little different.
And today's episode is sponsored by...
NordVPN.
Raid bug spray.
Raid bug spray.
We don't get Shadow Legends, we just get the bug spray.
Off, where you can jack off to... whatever.
What? The fuck? Okay. As long as we're prepared, that's all I care about.
They're paying us money, so...
Fair.
I thought we were jacking off.
Go.
Yeah. So, previously, we've had lots of stories where things go wrong, and it either being the DM or the player's fault, half the time both. So today, we're going to look at scenarios where things go wrong, but there's no real hard feelings, and most of them actually turned out okay for everybody. This is mainly, to just have some fun and see some of the ridiculous stuff that people get into in D&D. Mm-hmm. So after each scenario, I was thinking about giving out, 3 different scores of 5 based on how well each party did in the given scenario. So we would give 1 score out of 5 for the DM, 1 for the players, and then maybe 1 for sheer luck.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, scenario number 1 is called All Bad Decisions. So a group goes into their first dungeon. Most of the group is contained of new players. And they encounter a group of goblins that are arguing. One of the goblins ends up turning his back from the other goblins in the argument halfway through in a huff. And then the DM turns to the players and then asks them what they want to do about the situation. So one of the players states that he wants to start a fight, then casts Mage Hand and uses it to slap the ass of the goblin who has his back turned. And then the DM tells them, it's like, okay, we'll do it, but then you're rolling initiative. And then the one player's just like, wait, why do we have to roll initiative? Why wouldn't the goblin think that the others did it? And the DM turns to him and is just like, well, Mage Hand is visible, so they know it's you. And after the encounter all started, and the group's trying to get away from this group of goblins, the wizard casts Thunderwave at the wall to try to make an escape route. He was successful in breaking the wall down and starts to head through, but it turns out that the DM had actually hidden a swarm of rats inside the wall that was supposed to be tripped from a trap earlier on in the dungeon, but they didn't end up springing it back then, so the rats are coming out now. And so all of a sudden they're flanked by goblins and rats. So in the end, the party manages to survive barely, but they leave the dungeon after that and didn't explore the rest. So what do you guys think?
Some of that's just very unfortunate.
Personally, I love the ingenuity of the wizard just being like, let's break down one of these walls to get out of here.
The thing is, if it's set in stone because you decided that's how you run your campaign, it's set in stone. Therefore, it's a cool idea that you're breaking a wall down, but if you already had something pre-planned at that exact location, then not a lot you can do about it. It felt to me like there was no forgiving behavior. You just go, okay, well, I see what you're trying to do here, trying to instigate a fight between the gobbos, so, you know, let's have a bit of fun with it. Instead, the DM goes, well, they can see it, so they know you're there. Okay, game mechanics? Jesus. Just my opinion.
Yeah, it feels a bit... like, harsh. But not, like, in, like, an extreme way. Just, like... Let us have this. This is really fun. Can we...
Yeah. Hey. Throw us a bone. It's a fun game.
Can I subtly cast the spell so nobody can, you know... Can we also instigate other things, like accidentally, like, you know, push a goblin into another goblin? Like, can we just make it a fight? Can we use, like, our time, like, I don't know, like a minute or so, do some checks if you want, and just, like, antagonize the goblins so that they'll want to fight each other? I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess instead they could have reasoned instead of coming out with just, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I'm going to slap ass.
Yeah, slap ass.
So what is the ratings again?
So it's like out of 5, 1 like 1 being bad, 5 being like good performance for like the DM, player, and sheer luck.
Okay, I'm gonna rate the DM a 2. I'm gonna rate the players like a 4, and the luck, I don't know if there was a luck side of it. Maybe because the DM wasn't good on improvising on the spot, so maybe a 3. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, I think I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to give the DM a 2 as well, because I'm just like, a little harsh. But I think I would have put luck up to 4, because I'm just like, the fact that, like, brand new players in their first dungeon managed to survive, like, 4 goblins plus a swarm of rats, I'm like, that was pretty lucky.
I suppose.
Yeah. There is that. I don't have anything else to add.
Time to hand the DM. I mean...
Who scores the lowest loses? Or?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Hanging the DM it is.
He has to reason with goblins for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but not subtly. He can't do it subtly.
He's going to always accidentally touch that goblin ass.
Ooh. There's worse.
Gotta love a green skin.
I've seen that goblin VTuber.
So, scenario number 2. The Dark Souls of Giant Rats.
Nice.
I've died to that rat. Don't give me PTSD. So, it's like 12.
A good a time as any, right? So there's a group of adventurers. They just finished off a big boss in the nearby town and are resting up at a farm that one of their party members owned. One of the group gets up early in the morning the next day, gets bored quickly, and starts searching around the main house area, and ends up exploring a cellar in the house. The DM, you know, throws the character a bone, has him face off against a giant rat. You know, the player, very excited over the random encounter, tries his best to kill it. First round, swings and misses. Second round, another miss. Third round, Rat actually manages to take a bite out of the player instead. Seeing all of this, all the other players around the table are just kind of begging the DM to let their characters wake up and join in the fight to show the first player how to actually kill a rat. The DM declines because he's just like, no. This is his fight. He's going to do it. It's just a rat. However, after the fifth round and the player had still not managed to hit the rat...
The 12 AC rat? Oh, yep. No.
Meanwhile, the rat got two more hits on him. The DM agrees to the other two party members that they can wake up.
Oh, that's nice of him.
So, yeah. So they join initiative, and that's where the fun really begins. So, the party members wake up. Then they stand up. Then they walk to the door. Then they head out the door and down the steps. Then they walk around the building to the cellar door.
Wait, they actually then make them take 6-second turns for moving.
Yep.
Yeah. Fucking... You can move 30 feet in 6 seconds, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, so they walk around the building to the cellar doors. Then they run down the cellar doors. And then they finally enter the combat. And every single one of those pauses was a round in the battle.
Oh, this DM is mean.
But you gotta understand that every single one of those turns, that first player missed the rat. Every time.
What class was he? Does it say?
He was minus one dex, minus one strength. That's what he was.
I think he was a ranger.
He was a red shirt.
Yeah. I don't know. Regardless, you basically are proficient in fists. So you have a 50% chance of hitting that right every time with a +2 to proficiency. So, maybe.
He could have boxed it better than whatever he was using.
Yeah. If he's using a dagger, even unless he's like a wizard and he's just I don't know because I hit him like
well,
three
times. Well, this was 4E, so technically everybody was a wizard.
No fucking way he's missing that much in 4E. You have so many abilities. You can just randomly. I think even as a ranger, there's like an auto hit attack. Like that's your at will or whatever it's called because there's encounter at will and then daily, and there's an auto hit that does 1d6. Fucking nature damage or whatever it fucking is in
what
in
the shit?
Edition.
He still missed. Just throw away your dagger and stop punching it at that point.
You have magic. Oh my god. Just use your encounter power at that point. After five rounds, I'd be like, all right, I'm nuking myself.
Just blow a daily.
I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna disengage. I'm gonna run back to my friends and be like, hey guys, can I have some help? I can't quite get this rat down. A bit embarrassing, but it is what
tail
it
between
is.
Your legs.
Yeah.
It's like I'm bleeding here.
A snippet of help, please.
Just be like running up. That's a troll. There's a troll. No, that's a rat. Where it's dark.
I'm a human and I can't see.
Yeah, I couldn't hit it. It must have been something that's more than a rat, surely.
Yeah, it's a shape changer. It's a dragon.
Yes.
So is there a conclusion or is that it?
Oh, there is a conclusion. Oh, good. You know, now the other two are in combat, you know, talking all high and mighty, just being like, watch how to really kill a rat. And then the second player misses and the third player misses too. So now it's personal, and none of the players can believe their eyes, especially since they're flanking. First player swings again, misses. The second player finally manages to hit the rat and does so much damage it splatters it against the wall. And finally, in victory, all members celebrate and are just laughing in tears.
Yeah, I would be. That
is so bad.
It's so good.
Oh, those poor players. But I'm glad they at least enjoyed it. It would be one of those memorable encounters after that where you just go, remember that fucking time you couldn't even kill a rat? You mean we couldn't kill a rat? Go fuck yourself, Jeremy. It would be one of those immense... It would just be table talk the whole time. Remember that time? So that was...
Yeah.
I mean, the DM was being harsh after the first five, what was it, the first five rounds or the first, like, so many rounds of not letting them wake up and him missing every time. I know that he wanted to, like, do it for, like, he wanted to have his moment of triumph, and I get it, but it's also like, he missed three times in a row.
Just careful attack. I found it right here. So your attack is strength plus two versus AC. So he literally has to have a 50% chance of hitting that every time he rolls. I can't believe it. Unless this rat is buffed. In which case, well.
That's why it's the Dark Souls of giant rats, right?
Just kept dodging. Just dodge rolling around his feet like that fucking raccoon out of that TikTok I watch. God damn. It's an impressive rat.
Yeah.
Sky, when are we going to get one of these impressive rats?
I actually put, like, some beefy goblins up against another group I'm with for a second. It was really funny. They had, like, 21 HP, and they all got dunked on because of my dice. I was rolling in front of the table of everyone. I was 2, not rolling above an 8, and then I rolled that 1, so he broke his sword, and he was standing in front of this fucking warforged with a two-handed hammer, and he just went like, oh, hi. And then they fucking cracked his spine in half. And I was like, wow. Unkillable beefy rat. He's next in line.
So, I would say DM3, players, because they try to make it somewhat decent, and they all enjoyed it, will probably be 4. Luck is definitely with a 10.
Yeah. Luck is at an all-time low, actually. There's no way. That's a 1 for me. I would rate the players, like a 4, the DM, like a 3. He didn't do bad, but of course he could have
just
out. After a while of you wrestling with this fucking rat, you hit it. Whatever, who cares?
This is the thing. That's why luck should score so highly on this one, because it became one of those encounters that you'd remember forever. It's because it was such a shit show. But you could have a good old giggle about it. So I'll say luck is not on their side, but luck had a big part of play.
Yeah, for sure.
Loved
it. Last like 12 rounds.
Although, okay. 30 feet of movement, that's all I'm saying. 6 seconds. In fact, if you took the dash action as well, that's 60. You can move 6. Just saying.
Yeah. The DM was restricting how much the players could move, but he was dictating hoping. How far they could move each round.
He's just hoping to God that the first guy got triumph. But it's just like, no, he's kind of fucked. He's gotta go with it now. let it be a party combat. It's like the CR. A half rat.
Half rat.
Half rat also.
Okay. I'm ready for the third one.
Scenario number 3. Get out of my swamp.
Nah.
You should just overlay my voice with Mike Myers on that portion.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
So, a group of adventurers gets a quest to investigate a swamp that has been expanding and taking over the land. The swamp was filled with trolls that were attacking nearby farms and villagers that were afterwards slowly engulfed by the expanding swamp area. The swamp was filled with noxious gas, and the party, while going through it, had to make saving throws against poison every hour, otherwise they had to suffer several penalties because they're walking through noxious gas. So at one point, a troll comes out of the murk, and the fighter of the group says, "I draw my flame tongue," which has a magical activation phrase, so that like the DM always knows when the player is actually being like, okay, I'm actually doing this. This isn't just me joking around. And the player says, "Flame on," and then, you know, that's when the party knew it wasn't a joke and that the character was actually doing this. Whole table basically shouting at him, "No, don't do this." And then the DM just gets them to all make saving throws as the entire swamp ignites and explodes.
Yes. I mean...
So, yeah. So the good news is that the swamp no longer has a troll problem. And the great news is that it also no longer has an adventurer problem, which was arguably the more destructive force.
I mean, adventurers, they are the worst. They'll come through and they'll destroy everything in a climate. Take everything for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the end, the players ended up re-rolling new characters, taking advantage of the situation and trying to start, like, a new kingdom amongst the wreckage left behind from the explosion. And then they ended up kind of, like, in a kingdom builder where they're at war with, like, two other kingdoms that the land originally belonged to, and, yeah. I mean, so it all ended up good, but...
Yeah, that's a cool conclusion to an insta-death bullshit scenario. I don't know many swamps that tend to just combust. Maybe geysers, maybe there was a little bit of flame on, but I don't think an entire realm would blow up. Seems a little far-fetched. But it ended in a happy story, and they got a kingdom, and they're at war with people. That's all you can ask for.
No more swamp, no more problem.
Yeah, exactly.
They did their job. They did a little too well, but yeah, they did their job.
You went above and beyond expectations.
Next up, the dragon's cave. In their own cave, no dragon. Anyways. Hey guys, welcome to our nuclear fallout campaign.
Jesus Christ.
Just a team of adventurers who do not go into any area. They just put explosions and dynamite around it and blow up the area so they don't have to deal with whatever's inside it. Granted, they never get any loot, but they never have to fight anything.
But they get really good at... Yeah, they get really good at exploding things.
Is that what happens when you get a team of, like... whatever Raz plays, artificers. Just an entire party just of artificers.
Officers?
And they just, like, officers, that's it. And they just blow up everyone.
Yeah.
They just make, you know, elemental bombs. That's it. Boom. No desert.
Biome's gone.
Yeah.
Should have done that with Kalaravis. Oh, Krillis, I mean. At the end of Krillis, just blow up the whole palace instead of fighting him.
Oh, yeah, that would have been easy. My bad. So I didn't give you guys that option. Jeez.
Your thoughts,
Sky? What do you guys think of scores there?
I mean, I love the players for that. That's a 5 for me. I don't know. I really do like that. That's fun. And the DM for going along with it, another 5.
Go.
I don't know if it was necessarily lucky. Like, I think it was just, right in the middle, 3 again.
Yeah.
Like a 5, 5, and a 3. I don't know. I loved every part of that story. It genuinely made me happy. And I want to be there. I want to be making a new character with my buddies after we did something so stupid. Like that sounds so much fun. Like hey James, did you just cast Fireball in a sulfur mine?
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, so I've started your new character sheets here. I'm gonna be passing that across the table and
wait, what?
you'd have to utter the words, please roll like 100 d10s. I was like, what the fuck? And then go, I've got your new sheets.
Yeah. Me this close to when you guys said, oh, just punch out the bottom of the glass bridge.
Oh, yeah? Okay, let me just get some dice out. It'll be a while. Hold on.
1, 2.
15.
What are you rating it, Engines?
Me? But to be fair, like... Now, as you said, you kind of had a point when you mentioned that it would be kind of fun to roll up again after doing some stupidly dumb shit. They're like, we're your buddies and stuff. And I'm like, actually, yeah, that's, you got a bit of a point. But to be fair, I think it's three across the board. Because the player should have known that there may have been, you know, some form of gas. The DM was a bit extreme with the whole, let's blow up a realm. And it was just dumb luck. Everything worked out still, though. So as much as I do, like you, I like the story. I just think everything could have had a bit more brain power to it.
Yeah,
that's
fair. I agree. There's definitely, like, I think there should have been a point where the DM goes,
are you
sure?
Yeah. It sounds like what you're asking to do is this, which this will cause repercussions. Do you want to follow through with it? Maybe not. But I don't know. At the end of the day, there's always those stories where you hear it around the gaming table, like, "Oh no, I fucking nuked the entire party, and we had to roll character sheets, and everyone laughs, and like, oh, remember the time fucking David fucking destroyed us all? We had to do characters like 5 years down the road, and everyone's still laughing about it." I think those are great.
Yeah, to be fair, those are the stories that stick with you, like the rat one.
Yeah.
These are quite uplifting ones. Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, they're nice to them being like, hey, so basically the DM took advantage and sexually advantaged my character, and now I feel uncomfortable. And now it's like, hey, we all just fucking blew each other up in a swamp. How great is that?
Yeah.
There was no vehemence. There was no ugly in this. I'm ready to go on with my day. This is great.
But there is a bonus section here for the two of you.
Poggers.
Boner action.
And yeah. It's a little bit of an Easter egg here because you guys have to pick out which scenario involved Sky.
Oh,
wait,
shit.
What?
Is it gonna be his really early days, so it'll be number two, the one that like we didn't really talk about that long.
Wait. Oh, no! I didn't remember this one. Hold on. This is Giant Rat. There's no way you'd bring up a 4E encounter without me understanding it. Because we played 4E. That was the first campaign Coop and I played. Oh, I'm so dumb. Isn't it? Tell me it is.
Yeah. It is scenario number two. Yeah.
Was it me fighting or was it you fighting? Because I know it wasn't
neither
the other guy.
It was the other guy fighting.
It was
fighting.
The other guy? The fucking elven ranger, whatever he was?
Yeah.
He was an elf as well?
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
Or was he human? I know.
No, he was
a
human ranger.
Elf.
You were an elven fighter or something like that.
You were a dwarf.
I was
dwarf
a dwarf cleric,
I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you pulled a fast one on me. I was like, no, this is just so fun. And I was like, wait. I forgot about that. Oh.
It's one of my favorite memories of D&T.
That takes me right
like,
back.
I'll always have that.
I forgot about the Nat 1 Rat one. Oh. Well, you pulled that right from my ass. Oh, jeez. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
I didn't even give Engines a chance. I was just like, "Oh!"
I
no,
guessed number two.
Guessed that too.
Oh fuck! Okay. I also feel like dwarves had like 20 movement in that because I remember in 3.5, they had 20 movement.
Mm.
Which kind of makes sense, actually, now that I think of it.
But you are an elf, so you should have been able to like. Sprint. Or you were a rogue.
Oh my god.
Or was
you
I
couldn't
a fighter?
Get down the entire building in one turn?
No, because our DM wouldn't allow us. Rodman no, was it? Literally just like, this is what's happening. You guys are waking up, now you're standing up, now you're walking to the door, now you're walking around the building. It's like, he literally dictated how far we could move each round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta do it for poetic license, but other times it's kind of like, here's a bit of an emergency. My guy is being eaten by a giant rat.
Yeah, speed low average, so that means he's under the average, the 30. Man,
and that's
was
how
a
you
mistake.
Also know he was rolling actual dice, so we
oh my
all
God,
saw
no,
the fact
saw
that he did not hit.
And he didn't use any of his abilities. Oh my god, I remember that. Nope. I remember healing him and being like, oh no. I feel like that was also like a start. Like, that was in our first early bit, so I was like, this is like, mm-hmm. great. Yeah. And be like, hey, can I take over the campaign?
Yeah.
No reason.
Oh my god, you literally mentioned this before we started recording as well.
Yep.
Yep.
That's one of the things that I thought would give it away as we were going through it, but I'm like, huh. He hasn't mentioned anything. I guess he doesn't remember.
Bro, it's so early. Don't even.
Oh, that is so good. Pulled a fast one. I like it.
Not really scared of when we bring back a DM versus PC shit and you slip in one of me again.
Yeah. It'll be real subtle. Don't worry.
Oh, you, no. I'm about to re-listen to the entire podcast now. The only time you run a fast one is if you're bringing up that Pathfinder Kingmaker one, which I really didn't like.
And I went there for.
Yeah. Well, thank you everybody for joining us on a special episode of a Dungeon Death Sentence, I would say. Today was a good time.
Good time. A happy time we had. Sorry.
Oh no, I get a crumb.
Oh no.
The Kermessy.
Kermakoom. Yeah, and thank you too as well for joining me today. This is so much fun.
Alright guys, we will see you guys on the next episode. Please follow our socials. And hey, if you guys have had some bad experiences and you're listening to this, send them our way. DM us, all that shit like that. Send us with your most terrible story, or just something you find fun, and we'll do it on the podcast.
Hell yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun. So yeah, thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.
Bye. Thank you, man. Goodbye.
I don't know. They cut.